Hi. So in the second audio, I'm going to do a very brief tarot reading with the Mystical Shaman Oracle. And I've picked three cards, and I want you to know I picked them totally randomly. I did not see what I was picking to further illuminate the reading or to give further information. And it's very interesting. And then we're going to do a meditation and a little journey. And in that, I'm going to share with you a little bit more about Venus, which I forgot to share with you in the other audio. But let's start with this little tarot card reading. So the first card that I picked, which really flew out of the deck, is the foundation of the reading. And the foundation of the reading is the Sorcerer. This is the source of dark power. The Sorcerer represents the destructive aspect of human nature that is self-centered behavior and harms others. It symbolizes unconscious beliefs and ideas that foster separation, conflict, and scarcity. And the invitation, when the Sorcerer enters your circle, you are being called to look at how your beliefs around scarcity and self-centered fear manifest in your world. Examine the destructive part of your psyche that misuses power or harbors feelings of resentment, vengeance, lust, greed, bigotry, or hatred. Perhaps you've harmed someone because of these dark tendencies. If so, all is not lost. You've only forgotten that all beings are interconnected and the universe is abundant. The Sorcerer arrives to challenge you to change your thinking. You've given a second chance. Correct your course and practice not blaming others for the darkness that lives within you. Make peace with it and choose another way. Well, that's the foundation of the past that is around this energy of this eclipse for us all, for the whole, it's for the world. And then the second card was the Crow. Crow is the keeper of universal law, the law of truth. Crow teaches us to walk our talk, to find congruence between who we say we are and who we really know ourselves to be. This winged one insists that we speak truth, that we create truth instead of searching for it, that we bring truth into every situation we find ourselves in. The invitation, when you speak the truth and practice truth, eventually everything you say becomes true. Your power to co-create with the truth is the universal law. Correct what is untrue in your life without judgment and let the truth set you free. This is the present moment that we are beginning to start to tell the truth culturally. And in many of our own lives, we've been home for so long. We're seeing a lot of truth in ourselves and in our lives that we need to course correct. And the outcome or the future forward movement is the Tree of Life. The Tree of Life is a sacred symbol throughout the Americas. Its deep roots reach into the lower world, the unconscious, while its branches reach to the heavens, the source of destiny. To be whole in your life's journey, it is important to have deep roots and high branches. A tall tree with shallow roots falls in the first wind, but a tree with deep roots can weather any storm. To find the invitation. To find health and balance in your life, reflect on how you dance with your actions, your thoughts, and your feelings. If you are too much in your thinking head or in a world of fantasies and daydreaming, connect more with your roots and physical body. If you are caught in mechanical doing and you are feeling stuck, not able to imagine a better life for yourself or the collective, open yourself to be inspired by the heavens. Let your roots and branches be aligned with your heart's longings. So the medicine of this is, what nutrients do you need to add to your soil to grow strong? The seed of the oak will not grow on barren ground or without the light of the sun. What dreams do you want to awaken and create in a mindful way? Reflect on how you want to blossom, the kind of fruit you want to produce, and where you want to sow your new seeds. Be a conscious creator. Well, not all the cards in this deck are about all are about this. These three were completely aligned with basically what the astrological world is sharing with us. So one thing I also just wanted to share before I guide you in a few short meditations is that Venus is coming out of her retrograde a few days after the solstice, and she has just begun a new cycle for the next 580-day cycle, which is what has the feminine retrieved from the underworld? What is being birthed? So we've got already, we've talked about that big mama, protector, big love energy that's really being seeded. But there's another archetype of the feminine that is coming up for us, and it's Gemini. And the nodes of the moon are also in Gemini. Gemini is a very mystical archetype that is all about asking us to change the narrative, to teach us that we have the ability to change our minds, that we have the ability to shape shift, and that this can happen out of grace, in fact. And Gemini teaches us to go beyond duality, to go beyond either or thinking, and to move into a place of mysticism and magic. Gemini is about being a bringer of magic, about bringing beauty, the beauty of words, the beauty of telling, being able to sing and dance and create in all kinds of creative ways, the new story that is emerging. So she's recently coming up out of the underworld where she has gone, the feminine's gone through this deep dive into retrieving her soul. And she's coming up on the 24th. At the same time, the same day that Jupiter will be exactly conjunct Pluto, and she's bringing with us a new song, a new story for us to create with over the next 580 days, and reminding us that we have the ability to change, and that it is when we change our story and we change the narrative and we choose to be bringers of beauty and magic that life can take on unprecedented shifting. An unprecedented shifting can happen in ways that you wonder, how did this even happen so quickly? Gemini is the ability to jump off a cliff and learn through trusting spirit to grow wings and fly. And that is one of the other underlying feminine energies that is emerging around this eclipse, that radical trust, which is a little bit like the story I told you about my bracelet, that spirit is giving us all a message. Trust radically that as you align your actions, your words, your thinking to your who you truly are in your heart, and you call upon spirit for help and support, really magic can happen, and we can change the narrative. And it is our job to dismantle the old narrative and create a new story that reflects this beauty. So now I would like to share with you a loving kindness meditation that is very beautiful and that can help you. If you do this every day, it can really support you in anchoring your roots, the roots of that tree. We want it to be anchored in our heart. And at a time of unprecedented change, dismantling, and impermanence, we have to really remember that what is permanent is our connection to our hearts and our connection to our souls, our authentic self. And it is important to root ourselves into our hearts. And this prayer is just such a beautiful way to do it. So, may all beings everywhere be happy, at ease, and free from suffering. May our time here contribute to the well-being of others. Now think of someone you know and someone that you love dearly, and bring their image into your heart, into your inner eye. May you be happy. May you be healthy and healing. May you be free from harm and suffering. May my life touch yours for the better. Thinking of that one, happy, healthy, and free, put a little smile on your face and let that smile, the energy of that smile, sink into your heart. And let that energy radiate out to that one. Now think of someone you barely know, maybe the person who delivers your mail or the person who is at the cash register at the grocery store, or the person on the other end of that Amazon package, the one who's putting everything in that box in that warehouse. Someone you barely know, but whose lives nevertheless touches yours. May you be happy. May you be healthy and healing. May you be free from harm and suffering. And just send that inner smile out to that one who you don't know. And now, thinking of someone that you are feeling challenged by personally, someone that you know most likely who you're feeling challenged by, bring their image into your heart. May you be happy. May you be healthy and healing. May you be free from harm and suffering. May my life touch yours for the better. And now, all beings, may you be happy. May you be healthy and healing. May you be free from suffering and harm. To you and all beings everywhere, in all realms, in all times, past, present, and future. And now, an image of yourself, holding yourself within your own heart. May I be happy. May I be healthy and healing. May I be free from suffering and harm. May my life be of great service to others. So, then what I'd love you to do is just take a moment and see how you feel in your heart out of this. And just take a moment to see your roots going deep into the earth, sending a hello, your hello, to that radiant being, the spirit of the earth herself, who created this planet, this realm, and fell so deeply in love with her creation that she traveled on a river of light and stars to inhabit the center of our planet, where she is this radiant green crystal emerald light that so much appreciates our connection, our reverence, our attention. She wants to remind us that whatever we focus our attention on grows. And as we have been focusing our intention on nature these past few months in lockdown, the spirit of nature herself has been expanding. You may have noticed it in the trees that seem to sparkle just a little bit more. They're so happy that we are paying attention. And they're giving even more of themselves, assisting us in rooting these new energies emanating out of galactic center. The earth spirit is changing too. She too is imbibing these energies. And in fact, it's causing a lot of changes. One of the things I did forget to say also in my astrology reading is that over the next few months, there will be a lot of climate changes. The earth herself is taking in what is coming out of galactic center and absorbing it. And it's creating an upgrade for her, for us. And so there's a lot of changes. And one thing you can do to stabilize yourself is to connect with this green emerald light. You can send her your hello down that root system, which she so appreciates. And also any thoughts or feelings that really need to be composted. She loves to compost this, and she misses it when we forget to do this. We're not sending her our trash, like, ew, here, take this. It's more like, here, compost this. You have the power to eat this and transmute it and send it back up as life force, as vitality. So you want to breathe up into this root system, a green emerald light that lights up all your cells. Drink it in. So we're just going to inhale three times from the base of our spine and into our whole body, this green crystalline light that is restorative and regenerative, vitality itself. Drink it in. See yourselves absorbing this green light, filled with life force, vitality, love from the earth. And see a golden sun above you, and another one in your heart. At the time of our birth, our oversoul, our luminous field of God light, on our first breath, took up residence within our heart. It is like a golden sun. And above us, in our eighth chakra, is the larger field of our oversoul that is connected to that field in our heart. So I'd like you to breathe in that golden sun above your head, into your heart, where it ignites even further, that light in your heart. So just breathe it in. Let it melt the tension in your shoulders, around your eyes, with the warm glow of her light. Breathe that into your heart and exhale through your entire body so that you see this golden diamond bright light moving down your arms and down your legs and spilling out around you, forming a field of light. And we're going to do this three times. Feeling yourself buzzing with this light, we're going to ask for a an energy from the solstice sun to merge with the sun that we are in our heart. So you're going to imagine a ray of light coming from the center, the edges of our galaxy. It's like a blue-white light of love and kindness and compassion, that big mama energy, that mama bear protector energy. And she's merging with that star above our head, and she's transmitting a healing for us. She's giving us maybe some information about what is that new story that you are wanting to give life to. Just let that come in as you breathe in that light above your head and ask for a transmission. Ask, what is my new song, my new story that I really want to tell? And please support me in with grace and ease in releasing the energy that no longer supports that story from my life. Now, I would love it if you would go outside and take this energy that you're feeling in yourself and root it with a tree. The trees have a root system where they're all in communication with one another. And if a tree becomes sick, one tree in the forest will send nutrients and medicine to that other tree, even if it's not its baby. They know how to collaborate. They know what we are learning about. And so what I'd love to do, I invite you to do, is shut off this audio and go outside and connect with a tree or a flower and ask and do this meditation again, where you're breathing in the light of your soul and the light of the earth, and then you're radiating it. You're radiating it out, and you're connecting to the light of the tree. You're saying to the tree, I invite you to feel me, my love, and just radiate and sit in meditation radiating, and then ask the tree, and I would like to feel you. And let the tree radiate its light It's medicine. It's wisdom to you. And see what your experience is. And these practices will really help you over the next season of such intense change. My love to you all. Take care and bye for now.